The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe me, because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life.
My hand, my Father who gave them to me, is greater than all. And no one can snatch from the Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Once again, the Judeans picked up rocks in order to stone him. Yeshua answered them, you have seen me do many good deeds that reflect the Father's power. For which one of these deeds are you stoning me? The Judeans replied, we are not stoning you for any good deed, but for blasphemy, because you, who are only a man, are making yourself out to be God. Hebrew Elohim. Yeshua answered them, isn't it written in your Torah, you people are Elohim? If you called Elohim the people to whom the word of Elohim was addressed, parentheses in the Tanakh cannot be broken, then are you telling the one whom the Father set apart as holy and sent into the world, you are committing blasphemy, just because I said, I am a son of Elohim? If I am not doing deeds that reflect my Father's power, don't trust me. But if I am, then, even if you don't trust me, trust the deeds, so that you may understand once and for all that the Father is united with me, and I am united with the Father. One more time, they tried to arrest him, but he slipped out of their hands.
So it says, so here Jesus makes his case, and he backs it up in documents and says, if you don't believe me, it's because you aren't my sheep. Because my sheep hear my voice. Then this has been the problem. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. And I know them, and they follow me. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that what Katie prayed the other morning?
Yeah.
No one is going to snatch my sheep out of my hand. No one.
That's right.
No one's going to steal you. If you belong to God, no one's going to take you out of Jesus' hands. No one. It's impossible. Because Jesus says right here, my word cannot be broken.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And here Jesus is, and what he did in the whole book of John, which I'm going to probably watch the movie again, he said it's the polemic against the world government that Satan tempted Jesus with. And he overthrew the Lord. He overthrew the Lord of this world, Satan, by standing in front of Pilate and saying, I'm the truth. And Pilate could not hear the voice of Jesus. Well, you know, don't you know it's your own people that turn you in? Well, guess what? And Pilate asked him, and Jesus cannot lie. He said, well, are you a king? He said, yes. He said, he's the king of the Jews. He had it nailed over his head. He is the king of the Jews. Now the Jews want every other thing to be your king except for the king of the Jews. They hate Yeshua in Israel. The Jews hate him. Literally, on the night of November 15th, which was the super moon, I went down to the wall, and there were some Christians worshiping, and when they were singing the name of Yeshua and Jesus, the Orthodox with the dati, you know, the cross on the side of the hat, they would go by and put their faces down in disgust and stick their fingers in their ears because they didn't even want to hear that name. Here it says right here. Because they believe that the name, they call it Hashem, the name of Yeshua is blasphemous. That's how much they hate Jesus in Israel. And let me tell you, yeah, it's great if you're a tourist and come and spend your money and spend your blood, but don't talk to me about Jesus, because I'll kill you. So this is a madness. This festival of Hanukkah is really interesting, and, you know, believe me, I have no illusions about it. I mean, I've been to Israel back and forth almost 30 times now, and sometimes staying for 3 months and stuff. I never want to go back there again. I said the Lord when I left this time, God, Jesus, I don't want to come back here until you, now I may be off, God, and you may send me back, but right now, I never want to come back here until you're here. Because I'm so disgusted. And that's what it says in Ezekiel 30, profane my name.
Right.
And in the UN, they're all turning against us. And anti-Semitism has some roots of, I mean, they've solicited people's hatred by their own wickedness and hypocrisy. Come on, nobody can keep the law. Even our cats said that. They realize how corrupt they are, and that they've been given the most greatest treasures, the law and everything else, and how far they've fallen and how much wickedness there is. It's only God that's going to be able to lift up their head when their pride is broken. And it's coming. God said, I'm going to sanctify my name in them. And no man's going to glory in this except for the power of God. We read about, and Jesus said, and I heal this blind man to show my power. And I'm telling you that if you see these works and all this stuff that it is, it's my power that I must be who I say I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so now we have, and what, maybe you should explain it, and then George can ask, this is a crossroads here internationally because of what happened in the United Nations with Israel today. And look, God does have an unconditional covenant, but and my stance has been, yeah, but I don't enable their sin. You can't talk about Jesus if you live and minister in Israel. You know, most people don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They hate his name. And Jesus is weeping over them. He's their king, and they rejected him. So maybe George and Lori would want to, either of you, would you want to talk about that?